Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler bringing us back. That's Dire Straits, the band. Mark on lead guitar there. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage every single day. And quite a few things every day. Some things once a week, like the video. We got a brand new video up there, just up right now, brand new one. And then, of course, our poll question, which I talked about in the last segment. That's up once a week. We ask you a new question every week. One link. And in fact, when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to talk about the things that you and I count on. You know, for the last 100 years or so, Americans, not just Americans, but Earthlings, especially in the Western part of the world, what's called the West, Europe and America, that kind of thing, we have increasingly put our faith and our admiration and our hopes and we've subordinated leadership. We've deferred our leadership to institutions, whether it be governments, the presidency, Congress. We've subordinated it to Wall Street. We've counted on Wall Street to drive our economy. To build our economy. We've counted on the government to protect us and to help us, and we've even gone so far as to get to the point here in America, really around the world, where Earthlings have expected governments to do more and more things for us, and as that happens, we sort of get addicted to that, right? And the government has gotten to the point where they take our money, they take our own money from us, and then bribe us with our own money to do things for us. And we've allowed that to happen. And that's the government institutions, the marketplace institutions. You know, I've talked about that. In the 20th century, General Motors was an American icon, right? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. How many people got houses from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? We revered these people, right? Bear Stearns. Did you know that Lehman Brothers was about a 150-year-old company when it went out of business three and a half years ago? Lehman Brothers, 100-year-old company, one of the rocks of capitalism in America. So as individuals, we put all this hope and all these expectations in these institutions. And you know what else we've done? We've changed who our heroes are. Our heroes have become musicians and athletes and actors instead of real heroes, real heroes. We've done that, folks. We've allowed that to happen. Well, you know what? If you think about it, name one of those organizations, name one of those institutions, name one of those profiles that I just identified. Identify one of them that hasn't let us down. And some of them almost criminally. They've let us down, folks. And so here's where we are. And I'm going to first talk about the United States. In America, the only thing that we can really count on anymore is, and I believe, on Main Street. And that's the reason why I believe that the great heroes of America, other than our men and women in the military, are Main Street, are on Main Street. And Main Street small business owners, you are the heroes. Your businesses, Main Street, is the institution that America can count on more and more. We need to quit deluding ourselves into thinking that we can leave Washington alone, that we can leave alone, that we can leave the way the two of them work together, we can leave them alone and they'll do the right thing. We have to quit deluding ourselves about that. And it's not, it's really, if you think about it, it's not their fault. It's our fault. We've allowed them to do that. We put them on a pedestal. We had great expectations for them to serve us, and they didn't do it. They have not done it well. So that's the reason why I think Main Street has to take back the leadership of America. We've got to be the ones to do this, because Main Street is where you find trust. And I'm talking about trust, not just trust, but trustworthiness, meaning trust you can count on. Main Street is where you find that. We've got to deliver those kinds of ideals, those kinds of fundamentals. We've got to deliver those kind of ideals to these organizations, these institutions that have let us down so much. We have to repopulate those institutions with the leadership that we find on Main Street. Small business owners, we have to do that because we are the biggest group on Main Street. The largest sector on Main Street is small business. And as far as heroes are concerned, you're my heroes, small business owners. Not athletes, not actors, not presidents. You, small business owners, are my heroes. And you're a lot of people's heroes. And we're counting on you to be leaders for America's future. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.